Sonic Erotica.
So, I knew this guy once who I was dating for a little while, and I guess it was kind of the first time I realized that feet could be sexy, because he would, like most guys, you know, he'd pay like so much attention to my feet and my shoes and my stockings. And every time I was wearing like nice shoes, like high heels, he'd always comment about how incredibly hot it was. And every time I wore stockings, you know, he'd think that was just like amazing and make me do a little twirl and everything. And I don't know, maybe I was just slom the uptake, because it took quite a while to work out that he was like really into feet. I thought he was just an attentive, sensitive guy. And so I started doing all these things to try and like roll with that. Like, I would keep my shoes on during sex and like go insane for that. And then it started to escalate into like just not just this subtle sort of foot worship, but like outright foot slavery almost.
Whoa.
Yeah, he like I'd come home and he'd like get down on his knees and start like, you know, sniffing at my feet pretty much, you know, he'd take off my shoes. And he'd, like, massage my smelly feet. And then he would, like, clean them either, like, with his tongue or, like, in the bath and pat them dry. And just always be, like, kissing them, smelling them, squeezing them. And I was really into it. And then I even escalated from there. Like, starts to do things, like, outright sexually with feet, like foot jobs and stuff like that. But the funny thing was, we never spoke about it outside it actually happening.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. Like, you know, you would never talk about it. It was just one of those things that just happens.
Yeah, I don't have any feet stories, really.
What do you have?
I do have this really fun story about, I can't remember how old I was. It was probably like 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at my friend's house. And, like, we were getting bored. You know how you're just, like, you're just hanging around.
Yeah,
doing anything.
Nothing to do.
Yeah. And, like, her dad had got this new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we decided to go through her drawers. And for some reason, we went through this. This was sort of, like, locked, but we got it open.
Mm-hmm.
And there were, like, 10 different kind of dildos in there.
Shit, really?
Yeah. Like full, like, huge ones, small ones, you know, finger dildos, like, all kinds of dildos.
That's the kinky draw.
Yeah, it was.
Sweet.
Oh, and we're like, jackpot.
Did you, like, you knew exactly what they were?
No, not really. Like, I knew what it was,
but
I didn't really know.
But not what it was?
Exactly.
Like, this
exactly.
is a sex thing. Exactly. I don't know exactly how this is a sex thing.
Oh, but it was funny, though, because we got one each, and then we got into her bed, and we're like, yeah, we'll try them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we just started masturbating. That's the first time I actually masturbated with a dildo.
Really?
Or, like
side by side
ever.
With this girl?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or just full, like, on asking each other, oh, how does it feel? How does it feel? Oh, this one's bigger. This one's smaller. This one twirls inside of you.
Like, that is seriously, like, one of those, like, almost like one of those, like, guys' porno fantasies with two, like, you know, schoolgirls.
Yeah, but, like, 14 years old. We're like, yeah, okay, this could be fun. We're like, ooh.
Oh, no, I still had lots of, like, twisted games with my friends, even at 14.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, it all starts with, like, innocent, like, when you're, like, in, like, lower prime, like,
yeah.
If I can touch yours, you can touch mine.
Yeah, we did that too.
And then there's, like, doctors and nurses. Mm. You have to prescribe all sorts of treatments.
Yeah. I played that too. Yeah.
And then even when you kind of get older, like, and even when you play, like, families, and, like, how if you're, like, the mum and your friend is the dad. And you sleep together and...
That's probably the first time that I actually, like, was with a girl.
Mum and dad, yeah.
Yeah,
I was always dad. I always chose to be the dad.
Me too, I was always the dad. Yeah. And I had to impregnate her.
Exactly.
And, like, we had to get naked into this bed for some reason. And we're both, like, we're so young. We're, like, 10 years old. And we're both, like, completely naked on top of each other.
Like, I don't know, like, this is how, like,
oh, my God. Yeah, like, trying out how it would be to have sex. How it would be. So, oh, yeah, that was funny.
I don't think the games ever end. It just escalates into something different, you know?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Maybe this guy started with doctors and nurses and mums and dads, and then just as a 20-year-old escalated into, into foot fetish.
Yeah.
Who knows what you could be into in 10 years' time?
Well, I had no idea, but I still love dildos.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.